Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and it is 7:06 in the morning. Take a breath.
And you sound like you're on the come out, you know, like yeah. you're reading the
roll
horses.
Roll those sevens. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. That means if you can get your computer on this early in the morning, just turn it on there. If you can't, you just want to lay there in bed, or you're doing your work at your computer, you can listen to us at the same time. Send us email at linda@kcnr1460.com. It's a great day. It's July 13th. Sunshiny, but not as bad, and then you'll get to that in a second. But, of course, we're joined by Bad Bob.
Highly gratified that you have adopted the official Redding summer uniform.
Oh, yeah, my Hawaiian shirt. And you know what? My Hawaiian shirt's got a lot more personality than yours does this morning. Yours is sedate. Mine makes a statement.
I'm just worried that Mike's going to show up wearing the same one, because I know he's got this exact same pattern.
I think when you buy your
Hawaiian shirts at Costco, chances are you're going to see another guy.
That's right.
And speaking, or another person.
And speaking of buying great clothes and making it look even better, it's Linda.
Well, that's my job.
Well, you're doing a great job.
Good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day today, 7:06, as Carl said. It's going to be high today of 93. Thank God we've gone down about 10 degrees. Did you like that squeal? Bob just rolled his eyes like, oh, God.
Oh, there goes the sound equipment.
There's a girl in the squealing girl to wake up to. We have a wonderful morning planned for you. We have
big day today.
We are always trying to promote and bring to you local businesses. And so we're going to start our morning off with that, and then we're going to go to a little bit of the Riverfront Playhouse with a new play that's coming out. We're going to talk to some of the actors. That's really important to support our local theater.
Yeah, we want to talk about I'm still stuck on a judge that allows a felon that the DA's office has been working on for years, and as has the police department and the probation department, as to why this person is still walking around the streets terrorizing his neighborhood. I think we ought to mention that one more time. And Obama's popularity is plummeting throughout the United States. And this is like an NBC USA poll. And, you know, they're questioning probably the chosen few there that have been supporting Obama, but it looks like he's in deep trouble in every place except, yeah, that's right, California. We like him. We're going to take a quick break here and come back, and we still got a couple other things we want to talk about. Well, a guest at 8 o'clock, for our 8 o'clock segment, Roger Yeagle. He's one of the Trinity County supervisors whose district happens to include Hay Fork. If you have not heard what's going up in there, if you think it's just, you know, and just some people exaggerating the problems to our neighbor to the west of us, you are wrong, and he is ready to set it right. There is a war going on up there. I shouldn't say it's a war in the sense that you got people dying, but you have all types of things happening up there where people are losing their rights to others who just want to do nothing but grow marijuana. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, clearly, News Talk Radio.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt, and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine, or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to Maine and Maple?
Do you have these in a 7.5?
How's that cooked?
Can I get that shipped overnight?
Is there a direct flight?
How long does the warranty last?
What's your soup of the day? How do you change the ringtone?
Does it come in blue?
Does this bus stop at Elm Street?
We ask questions everywhere in life.
Is it raining out?
What time's the meeting?
How much does this cost?
Does it have four-wheel drive?
Have we met before?
What's my account balance?
Yet somehow, when we get to the doctor's office... Any questions?
No.
We clam up. Ask questions.
What is this test for?
Are there any side effects?
When do I get my results?
Questions lead to better health care. Go to ahrq.gov for a list of 10 questions everyone should know. Questions are the answer. Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:13 in the morning on July 13th. Going to be a great day. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's and the TMB Cutie Sweeties will fix you 30 or 40 different types of coffee, 60 different ways. And there's so many different ways to drink coffee. Have it prepared and served to you, and it's always good. It's always at a great price right there at Tobacco and Brew, plus the finest walk-in humidor in the North State, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have a fine establishment there. You know, last night we took courses on handling weapons, on safe weapons handling, and it was a great course.
Now, if you've never done this before, it's something that we both highly recommend. Especially, you know, people who might have a fear of the power of a handgun. This is really educational, and you can learn the aspects of what a firearm is all about. You can handle it. You can, of course, unload it. You can learn, you know, all the safety measures, how it's locked up, what to look for. We saw videos. We talked about gangs. We talked about a lot of things that are very pertinent with what's happening in our society today, especially here in the North State with what's going on. I found it to be in my list of things that I would highly recommend to anybody I love or all of my friends to say, this is something that needs to be in your top 10 list.
Well, yeah, and if you have weapons in your house, you need to have everybody in your house go through a course like this so that it's not just you. You may have plenty of experience in handling weapons, but what about your kids? You know, that they're growing up, there are weapons in your house. Of course, you learn the different ways to make sure that they are locked up at all times and they are completely safe from people that are unauthorized to obtaining the weapons. But it also trains your children and that this is how you handle a weapon. If you see a weapon at somebody's house, to get away from that, tell an adult that they are weapons are tools, but any tool that's handled incorrectly or dangerously can cause harm. And this is why we strongly recommend that you go to take these classes. You go to Bastiani Arms. You talk to Ted Lighty there, and Ted Lighty. He gives a good class on this. There was four or five of us in there last night. As Linda says, if you're going to have weapons around, this is a class that you need to take.
And not exactly a segue, but on a lighter note, on Saturday night, it was Dancing with the Stars. We had the best time. It was wonderful to judge. And I don't know if you were there, but we wanted just to congratulate again the six dancers and the dance partners and the contestants. Over $60,000 was raised for the Women's Shasta Refuge. I mean, we're talking about fundraising machines, these guys. And, you know, shout out to everybody. It was a phenomenal night. Every year the bar just keeps being raised.
Yeah, how would you like to be the ones next year? And, you know, and just say, hey, by the way, we'd like you to dance, but, you know, last year the contestants all raised an average of $10,842.63. We're not too sure about how well you can dance, but you sure better be able to do that fundraising there. But it's all for a great cause. And, you know, at the same time, we see another women's shelter down in Chico that's having to cut back its hours, its employees, because of the funding cuts, where our community is standing together here to help what's going on in Reading.
Well, obviously, on the local level up here, again, kudos, because what's happened is you have, you know, people like Barbara Harrison and just to name, you know, Christy and Hanson, of course, and just to name just a few of the people that are really involved, as you would say, Carl, boots on the ground, that really go out there and just like shake the tree, make people excited, get them motivated. What makes people want to come out? This makes people want to come out, because you'll have people who really have never had any dance experience, and then some that have, but that will go out and really work hard on doing two numbers in front of an audience, and it's wonderful to see their growth as individuals as well. So again, it was a wonderful part. It was very hard to be a judge. Trust me, it's very hard. We had one perfect score, and that was Maria Orozco, who won. We'll have to get her on to talk about what was it like for you to go through the Dancing with the Stars experience.
Yeah, and all six of them were just outstanding. You know, we have in our studio today, and we have we're spotlight business as much as we can during the week, 3 to 4 times a week, and we started yesterday with Balanji Entertainment, and we had to, or Bob said he turned the board down and we couldn't talk the rest of the time, and today it's Medical Home Care Professionals. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's get you all a little bit closer there. Can you please introduce yourselves and let's talk about your business.
Well, thank you for inviting us here today. My name is Tammy Grove, and I work for Medical Home Care Professionals. We've been in the community for 25 years now, locally owned and operated, and we're very proud of that. So we just wanted to come on and just share some of the stuff about home care should you need something like that to keep you home and keep you independent. I also have Kelly Cropley here. She's one of our nurses that works in our Medicare division. So thank you for coming this morning, too, Kelly.
Good morning.
Okay, well, share with our listeners, give us a visual, because I know I'm a visual person. I say that all the time. If something happened to a loved one and I was in need, where would I go? What would I do? Let's start there.
Okay, well, if, say, for example, you went to the physician, your doctor, and you're not getting along very well. Maybe you had a surgical procedure done, or you're getting weaker, or maybe you're newly diagnosed diabetic, and you need a little bit of education, some teaching in the home, so you can go home and know about what's happening with your health care. Your physician would send us an order. Our nurse would go out and do a home safety eval. If you needed physical therapy, we could also provide that. We have also occupational therapy and speech. So we're a very well-rounded agency with all these different skilled nurses and therapists that can take care of you at home.
Now, my job as a nurse, my name is Kelly Cropley, I'm a registered nurse. When the patient transitions from the hospital back home, we're trying to make that transition as easy as possible for both the patient and the family, providing the care, whether it's wounds, education on a disease process, bringing in help, additional help, as Tammy had mentioned, physical therapy, occupational therapy. Our job's to keep patients and families comfortable at home. We don't want you going back to the hospital. So we work really hard to accomplish that.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Carl Lindabot on Free Fire Radio. We have the ladies from Medical Home Care Professionals here today talking a little bit about their business. And when we get back, we're going to talk about how you get a hold of them. a couple other salient facts of what they accomplish and what they do. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything until I heard about pre-planning your own final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water. Naturally the best.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns.
Each week, we talk with local professionals and explore important mental health issues.
Our upcoming topics include suicide, child development, brain development, and sexuality.
Tune in for emotional health and psychology you can use.
Saturdays at noon on KCNR 1460.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:24 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Send an email to Linda at KCNR1460.com. It's July 13th. What's happened to June? You know, I'm finally writing seven on there. Hey, our guests today are Tammy and Kelly from medical home care professionals. And Tammy, we just got a couple minutes here. What do you want to? What do you want our listeners to remember here?
Just remember to tell your physician and your or your hospital caregiver or whoever that if you need help at home, ask and tell about that you want medical home care professionals. I also want to invite anybody by our office. We're on Churn Creek Road, right next door to FedEx, formerly known as Kinko's. You probably see our banner out front, our big sign out there. Come in, meet our office, meet our staff. We have over 185 employees, so we're very proud of that. I also wanted to bring up, since I just have a couple minutes, we also have a new line of business called Caravan, and this is a non-medical transportation business that we've started. It adds and complements our home care business. So if you're a patient at the hospital and you need transportation home, we can do that. If you're a dialysis patient, we can transfer you for your appointments there. Also, physician appointments. Just call our office and let us tell you about our new line of business.
Yeah, you know, I like that the caravan. You can just you'll get people around that need to around this town around town that need a little extra care.
Exactly.
Okay.
We're very good. We have we can take two people at once with a wheelchair, also with oxygen. We also do long haul transportations for people that need appointments out of the area. So sometimes that's good to know that we're not limited just to this geographic region. So.
That's great. Okay, medical home care professionals, and they're on 2115 Churn Creek Road, across from Kinko's, or is it now FedEx, or whatever it is?
Right.
And it's their phone number is 226-5577, and just ask for Tammy or Kelly. Hey, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you.
You know, yesterday we went to another business here in town because we're having somebody managed to lean into our car with their car a few months ago, and sideswiped us in an intersection and made that hard right turn and got away from us. So, of course, you know, where do we go to? So we decided we're going to go to Coachmaster and went down there and had a tour of the facility. And we are both still talking about it. And we're not going to get into this now, but I'm just telling you is that I was suitably impressed by the fact they have a laser machine there, a laser measuring device that goes all around your car and can tell if your car is off by like a micro inch with this. And they've got one of the largest devices, machines. In the North State. We're not going to talk about this, but I was just, you know, just seeing something like this is how you can have your car fixed. And where before we used to take, you know, like hammers and beat them out, you know, beat out the little dents and everything. But they still do that to a point. But now they've got with computers and lasers and all the other equipment technology, it's amazing, amazing what can be done with these cars.
Integrity.
And of course, the integrity. Down there at Coachmaster too, to make sure it's not okay. You know, we want to talk about today also before we get into our next segment was that it looks like that the White House has gone back and talked to Mr. Bolton. They're correcting the NASA chief. Remember why we brought this up the other day is how Charles Bolton, who is head of NASA, said that one of his top priorities was to get children interested in science and math. Well, that's a good thing because we're like right in the last in the world at this point, somewhere below Pakistan. But also to reach out and to make the Muslim community feel good about their science. Well, this kind of caused a little bit of a stir, thinking that I didn't realize, and as did millions of others, that this was not NASA's job, was to reach out and make people feel good about what they contributed 1,000 years ago to science and mathematics. So the White House said on Monday that the NASA Administrator Charles Bolton was wrong to say that reaching out to Muslims, the Muslim world, was a top priority of the U.S. Space Agency. He said Obama told him one of the top priorities and was find out a way to reach out to the Muslim world and engage much more with dominantly Muslim nations to help them feel good. That's what Bolton said. He said that's not exactly what he said. He said that Obama wanted NASA to engage with the world's best scientists and engineers from countries like Russia, Japan, Israel, and many Muslim majority countries. Can we say backpedal? Can we say cover up? Can we say, uh-oh? I know Charles Bolton, by the way. He's General Bolton in the Marine Corps, was an astronaut, also was the assistant wing commander for the 3rd Marine Air Wing. When I just happened to be there for a while. You know, Charles Bolton doesn't get too many things wrong. I mean, we've had so many flights. He had probably more flights in space than anybody, plus making general in the Marine Corps. You don't make too many, you know, you don't sit in front of the president and take notes and then not remember what he said. Okay? I mean, it just doesn't work that way. I'm sure Bolton said exactly what they said, except there wasn't so now it's kind of like, well, that's not exactly what he meant. Hey, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly a news talk radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Well, they're holding their breaths at BP, hoping the latest attempt to stop the oil leak is successful, and so far it is looking promising. BP also looking to raise more money for the cleanup, today saying it might sell off its pipeline and oil storage assets. There's a growing imbalance in America's foreign trade. The trade deficit in May was more than $42 billion. It's the biggest amount since late 2008. And it could be because Europe, which is in the middle of its own financial problems, is buying less of what we're selling. And if you're thinking of proposing marriage, you might soon find a good deal on diamonds. That's because the president of Zimbabwe says he will sell his country's enormous stash of diamonds as a way to raise money, even though the international group that regulates diamond sales has not given its approval. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe with some important information about the big tire sale.
Well, that about sums it up, really. It's a tire sale, and it's big.
I'll say, when you buy four Goodyear, Continental, Hankook, Yokohama, or Pirelli tires, you get a $100 cash rebate. $100! You forgot to mention that, Mike.
Well, that's why you're here.
Thank you.
It's the big tire sale at your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers.
See participating dealership or visit genuineservice.com for mail-in rebate and details through 83110.
There's big savings this month at NAPA, and big news. After 30 years in business, Ben of Franklin Auto Parts is retiring, and your locally owned NAPA store has bought the business. NAPA will move from the current Churn Creek location July 19th to the former Franklin's building across from the post office on Churn Creek. Thanks for keeping it local, Ben, and enjoy all the good stuff during your retirement from all of us at NAPA. Get the good stuff!
Are you one of the many people who have been avoiding going to the dentist? I know how you feel. That's right, I understand why many people just don't feel comfortable going to the dentist, and I've done something about it. My name is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care, and I'm talking about sedation dentistry. It's a safe, gentle way for you to be relaxed and comfortable through your whole appointment. I'll simply give you a small pill, and before you know it, your appointment will be over. Best of all, once we're finished, most people hardly remember a thing. And since sedation lets us get more done in each visit, you may only need one or two appointments. Sedation is such a comfortable and relaxing way to have your dentistry done, you'll never want to have it done any other way. And I promise you this, we will never embarrass or judge anyone about their fears or about the condition of their teeth. We're here to help.
For more information or to make an appointment, call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or learn more on the web at ReddingSedationDentist.com.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for? I'm at $600 down here.
Hey, good morning, Redding, and welcome to Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave at KCNR Radio.
Dave.
What, Ernie?
It's not Saturday yet. I know you're all excited, but our show is on Saturday mornings between 7 and 8 a.m.
Oh, man, what are we doing here?
Well, we're asking people to clean out their garage and call in and sell our stuff for free.
Oh, the yard sales, garage sales, and all that stuff. They can call in for nothing.
That's right, free.
Absolutely free.
Saturday morning, 7 to 8.
Hey, brought to you by Bibles, Books, and More.
By Amsoil, oilbob.com. By Essex Heating and Air.
By Sensations. And by ShastaTradingPost.com.
So, Dave, are you going to be here Saturday morning between 7 and 8 a.m.?
I'm going to be here with bells on, buddy.
And where's this at?
KCNR, 1460.
Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give home? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50 to make a 50 bit of
room. I enjoy Tobacco and Brew. Why? They have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. They also have an excellent choice of tobacco accessories to include pipes, humidors, cigar cutters, and lighters. And after you've made your selection, walk on over and have a great cup of gourmet coffee from Espresso Joe's. Then pick out your favorite wine or beer. They have a great selection. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a tobacco shop.
What a way to start our morning. 7:34, good morning. It's the 13th of July. 605-456-7. We're taking your calls. It's always open line. Currently 68 degrees. It's going to be high today of 93. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, Friday night, we're going to be doing an evening of jazz from 6 to 9 at Anselmo's. It's going to be Rick Hill and Lou White, Bruce Kalin, John Gonzalez, and moi. I am looking forward to that. And, you know, I just
love...
Who's
moi?
Et moi. And
is et moi, is that a French singer?
And me.
Oh.
Et moi. Well, I may, maybe I'll sing Le Rien Rose that night. Who knows? So, well, you know, I have some people here that are kindred spirits in the house. We're going to start a new segment here called On the Spot with Linda Bott. And it's going to be about what's happening in the North State with theater and music. And so we're going to we're kicking off these little segments that we're going to be doing, highlighting businesses, Vera Community Radio, of course, and then we go into the Carl's Rant. But at this moment, we're going to be talking about a fabulous new performance that is written and directed by locals, which would be, of course, Bill and Lisa Collins. And we have some of the cast here from a new Riverfront Playhouse performance called Club Dead, The Last Resort. Beginning July 17th, the run will go till August 14th. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So, Lisa, let's start with you. You and your husband are just blow my mind as far as writing and directing. It's a musical. Tell us about the show.
Well, it is not your average
theater.
Little theater. This, we have transformed the Riverfront Playhouse into a tropical resort. There are palapas everywhere. You just feel like you're walking into, well, Club Med rhymes with Club Dead.
Right.
But we have, you know, there's some murder that happens on the island, so we had to give it a different name. But it's really magical. We've changed our dinner theater format from interactive to allowing the audience just to sit in the dark all night and enjoy the show. And it's allowed us to employ special effects, like we have magic that happens. There's a firewalk. There's tiki tonga gods awakened. It's in the Bermuda Triangle. I mean, it is really, this is one of those shows where if somebody doesn't see it and then they hear about it, they're going to be so mad that they missed it.
Okay, so you guys are a married couple, and
yeah.
So my question is, do you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go, oh, I got a great riff for that song, or I got a great idea for that scene?
Yes. I don't. Actually, I'm a morning person, so I get up at sunrise, and that's when I do my best writing, and I do the lyrics, most of the lyrics. And Bill's a night person, so he's up all night, and we usually cross somewhere around 4 or 5 a.m., and he comes in and tells me all the ideas he's come up with, and then I take them and structure them. And between the two of us, we've got the 24-hour period covered.
Well, great. Okay, well, introduce us to some of your cast mates here.
Well, these are two of the fabulous cast members. This is the best cast. I know everybody says that, but this really is an incredibly talented and devoted cast. I am so pleased with them. And we have here Jennifer Markhart, who plays Tippi Canoe, and Victoria Graham, who plays Lola Crawford.
Well, good morning, Tippi and Lola.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tippi Canoe and Lola Crawford. Well, already I can just tell from the names of the cast members that this is, a hoot.
It is.
Okay, so beginning July 17th, we know that it's written and directed by Bill and Lisa Collins. What else can you tell us about? You know, we put this on our calendar because...
Well, it's like I said, if you can't travel to Maui or Hawaii or the Bahamas, or even if you have, this could refresh your memory. We want the audience to come in their favorite resort wear, Hawaiian shirts. This is a little vacation. You come in, we're going to take you. We start by waking up the Neptune and Poseidon, the gods of the deep ocean, and we make magic for 2 hours over at the riverfront, and you just got to come see it.
Well, Lola Crawford over here is—he's carrying it looks like a Snooki dog. What are you doing?
Well, this is Lucky the Rabbit. Of course, it has a face for radio. It's not a big talker, but has a significant role in the show, and it's sort of like the Club Dead mascot. And we won't tell you a whole lot more, but you definitely have to see him. It's just working on this show has just been just a dream. And I love these guys anyway. I've had the luck of working with them in the Mystery Dinner Theater that they've done here. And to take this show and transform it to a full stage play with all original music, which they've had the most amazing song to sing. And they, my co-stars have been, it's just so much fun. They're very, very creative people. I mean, we just build on each other. It's been so easy to put this show up on its feet and know that we're going to give you a very good time.
Of course, we're talking to the beautiful Victoria Graham,
mm-hmm.
who is playing, again,
Lola Crawford. Lola Crawford is she's been on the stage and screen for a long time and has enjoyed the benefits thereof, but also it's a hard life emotionally and when it comes to marriage and family. And so she's a little unhappy, and she kind of covers up a lot of that with the sarcasm and the drinking and, you know, some fun things, but it's all in fun. I mean, really, this is a family show.
Wonderful.
We do want to say. So.
And we are talking about Club Dead, The Last Resort, which is written and directed by local and wonderful actors and actresses, and I guess you guys just call yourself actors, songwriters, composers.
Yes.
The actors, Bill and Lisa Collins. It's going to open July 17th and run until August 14th. And we also get a little word in here from Tippi, who is another wonderful local actress. Introduce yourself.
Well, my name's Jen Markhart, and I play Tippi Canoe. I'm the activities director here at Club Dead. And I just want to let everyone know that they can get their tickets at the Graphic Emporium, which is at 1525 Pine Street. You can call in your tickets at 241-4278. And make sure you come and get your tickets soon, because this show is going to sell out as soon as we have our preview night. People are just going to be stomping at the door to get in. It's a wonderful show. The music is beautiful. The script is just hilarious and touching at the same time. It's quite literally one of those shows that's going to make you laugh and then going to make you cry, and it's just going to be great.
Club Dead, The Last Resort. I understand we have two tickets we're giving away to the first caller, which will be for which performance?
Whichever one they pick that still has tickets available.
Okay, so all right, so let's have them give us a call here at the studio, 605-4567. We'll take the first caller. And let's say it opens July 17th, which is opening night, so we probably want to go for the second night. What do you think?
Yeah. So the 18th or beyond.
Okay, the 18th.
The 18th is a matinee.
Okay.
We do Sunday matinees. Oh, the phone's ringing.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Aloha.
it's probably my mother. So.
Wow.
Okay. Well, you know, thank you so much, ladies, for coming in. You know, first of all, you know, Lisa and Bill, you guys are always in the middle of a community effort to do things, and we really appreciate that. My favorite time, of course, was when Bill was in here playing three different characters,
yes.
And I kept asking each one to talk over and over again, and he never got out of character.
Yeah.
And
he did
hate me afterwards.
Yeah. He is in bed. He started to hop up to come visit with you this morning, and I said, 1 hour sleep, no, you stay in bed.
Well, thank you so much for being here and for being on the spot. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
This is Nancy Sutton Pierce from the Conscious Living Show. Join me on Saturdays, 11 to noon. We have an exciting guest lineup. You can see who and what we'll be talking about by visiting nshouseofyoga.com. From anti-aging therapies to love languages, we talk about everything. please join me on Saturdays for the Conscious Living Show, streaming live every Saturday, 11 to noon, at KCNR1460.com. Brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic and Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice in Reading. I've learned that getting and staying healthy is easier than people think. It's about making a lot of little changes. To see what I mean, join me Saturdays at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460. Sponsored by Lazy 69 Ranch, home of my favorite grass-fed beef and pastured eggs, and East Earth Tradewinds, the North State's number one source for medicinal herbs and acupuncture.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming on KCNR 1460. It is 7:47 in the morning on July 13th. You know, we talked about a little bit about this yesterday, and I wanted to follow it up. Judge Wilson Curl took a defendant. It's not even important who the defendant is. And despite the prosecutor protest and her urgings and the probation people that he be sentenced to 2 years in prison, he ended up getting one day, and in order to complete a residential drug and alcohol treatment program. And this 22-year-old has been a problem in the neighborhood he's been living in for a long time. The neighbors have complained over and over and over again. He fails to show up for drug tests, and he fails to show up for his probation department visits. He fails to do any of these things. He's got a long record. He's got, you know, assault with a deadly weapon, unlawful sex with a minor, disturbing the peace, maintaining a public nuisance, possession of marijuana, possession of alcohol, petty theft, testing positive for marijuana and Oxycontin, leaving the county without permission and failing to complete counseling programs. Now, what could the judge possibly be thinking? And from what I understand from my context is that this is, it's more than that. They have worked hard. They have worked hard with this young man to try and help him. He refuses to accept help. He just goes on his own way. And this is what happens. Now, at what point do the neighbors just say, the police aren't taking care of this? You know, why should they even continue to complain if the police come down 3, 4, 5 times, 6, 7, 8? Nothing happens because you have a judge, Wilson Curl, who turns them loose. Now, I don't know if this is something that Judge Curl does all the time. I don't know if it has to do with, you know, whatever things it might have to do. But it just seems, and it's appearing to the people that work hard to take the recalcitrant thugs like this off the street and they're being put back on, that this is, just kind of like, okay, how hard should I work if I think I'm going to bring him up in front of this guy and he turns him loose? I don't understand it. The other things I don't understand, and there's some things I don't understand, 60% of the American voters say that they lack faith in President Obama. Now, this latest public opinion poll, I was wrong when I said, I think it said USA. It's a Washington Post, a very liberal paper, and ABC News, which is something by Always Barack News. It's a complete reversal of what they said at the start of his presidency 18 months ago, with about 60% expressed confidence in him. When you ask confident, how many people have confidence in Obama to make the right decision for the country's future? 58% of the respondents just said none or just a little. 68% expressed the same sentiments about Democrats in Congress. And the Post said problems with the housing, the job market, the economy, the anti-incumbent sentiment, how he's handled the Gulf oil disaster, they all add up. They found that 62% of voters saying they were not inclined to support the current representatives. Well, I wonder why. Well, you've got this mess like you can't believe. And now we've got the 60th senator to join in on this Wall Street clampdown. A 2,313-page report that I defy any of them to explain to you what's in it when they vote for it. That somehow is going to have an impact on Wall Street and business, but it doesn't address the people in Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and the politicians who got us into it. Carlbot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio. Join us after these messages.
Continue your lifelong journey of learning through the new Simpson University for Seniors program. This exciting new program is challenging, affordable, and fun. Topics are varied and engaging, taught by top professors and professionals. Come share and grow at Simpson University's main campus in Reading and experience college-level course instruction without homework, tests, or grades. Learn more about Simpson University for Seniors coming this fall. Stop by or call the Reading campus or visit online at simpsonu.edu/senior school.
Simpson University. Challenge your mind, change your world.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Barbara Jacobson.
And I'm Dana Peterson with the Largent team at Keller Williams Realty.
What is it you don't know about real estate that you really want to know?
Or need to know?
Wondering when an REO is?
Or a short sale?
Is it a good time to sell or is it a good time to buy?
What's happening in the lending market and how does it affect you as a seller?
Or as a buyer?
Get the answers to your questions by calling 248-5602 or listen every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to the Kurt Largent Real Estate Radio Show.
Right here on KCNR 1460.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Melinda Bott. Good morning.
Currently 7:54. If you're just tuning in, you do not want to turn that dial because we've got a... We have been waiting for this segment that's coming up at 8 o'clock. with Roger Yeagle. But anyway, it's currently 7:54, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the Hayfork Wars up there. Currently 71 degrees right now. It's going to be high of 93. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, this segment's brought to you by B&T Satellite off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito. Doug Tooley does great work. He puts in those home theater systems. He does the dish work. Free HD for the ever, I believe is what they said. He's been servicing local customers since 1985. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. And like I said, people that go there, that talk to Doug, that get their work done by Doug, are very happy. They've called in to us and thanked us for letting them know about B&T Satellite. Phone number there is 244-1988. It's Doug Tooley on B&T Satellite. We just got the word that George Steinbrenner just passed away, former owner of the New York Yankees, and has been in the papers so much over the past decades when it comes to baseball. He's been one of the major, baseball team owners. He's an incredibly wealthy man. If you remember, he went through managers and coaches. Like, some people change their socks, 17 and 17 years or something like that. Somebody is whispering to me from across the room. But, he was also alluded to and played, in the Seinfeld TV show where George Castagna worked for Steinbrenner. And it was, I think Steinbrenner got a big kick out of it. And anyway, but he died, I think, and he died today, right? Okay. Now, some other things that are going on. It appears that the government has said that if you they've opened up the ability or the regulation, so it's going to make it easier for veterans to claim a post-traumatic stress disorder. And the new rules allow a claim if a VA doctor confirms the symptoms and stressful experience recalled by a veteran supports a diagnosis of PTSD. Previously, the veteran had to associate a specific experience with symptoms, something many complained was impossible to do. A study last year from the RAND Research Organization estimated about 18.5% of the U.S. troops sent to Iraq and Afghanistan show signs of either PTSD or depression. And an Institute of Medicine panel said studies confirm Gulf War veterans suffer disproportionately from post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as vague symptoms often classified as Gulf War syndrome. There's more to this too. It's you have to ask yourself, what I ask myself is, when we say people are suffering from post-traumatic stress, what's your baseline on it? And not to denigrate this at all, because and I believe that a lot of times wounds don't show. Some wounds don't leave scars. They're things that have suffered from battle and combat. But if you it says from the other one I read, the other explanation on this says is that the experience, if it gives you nightmares, then that's enough for the post-traumatic stress. But it doesn't mean that you've had to serve in combat. It means that you could have served maybe in another country and maybe in supporting troops that were in combat. And yet, the whole experience of, say, handling the paperwork or the things that have been written up or stuff like this has caused caused you to have traumatic stress. I'd like to see that, how they're going to plan on doing that. It used to be that, you would say, hey, look, I've seen this, and I've had this happen, and I've done this, and this, and this, and these things have happened. And it doesn't have to be 100 things. It could just be one thing. But it had to do directly with being in combat. You may not have had to pull a trigger, but you could have been there and seen the results of it as you're, right in the middle of it. It's going to be interesting. We're going to continue to follow this up. Now, our next segment is Roger Yeagle, who is a supervisor from Trinity County. As you know, we have been following what's going on up in Trinity County, especially around Hayfork. And we've had our own correspondent on the ground up there calling in. We've talked to the supervisor. Now he's here to tell us just what is going on in Hayfork. What is going on up in the Emerald Triangle?
In Trinity County.
Yes.
Just right up the hill.
Right up the hill, and things are happening. So when we come back, we'll have the supervisor on, and we're going to spend the rest of our show talking about what's going on in Trinity County. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was the boss, driven by one thing.
I hate to lose.
George Steinbrenner, the iconic New York Yankees owner, dead of a heart attack. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live in New York.
Dave, George Steinbrenner became the principal owner of the New York Yankees in 1973 and didn't care if people liked him or not.
I'd like him to respect me. And sometimes that doesn't happen.
But the boss, as he'd later be known, would add 11 pennants, 7 World Series titles, and a new ballpark to one of the greatest franchises in sports. George Steinbrenner passed away in Tampa this morning after suffering a heart attack, his son calling him a visionary, a giant in the world of sports, and a devoted family man. George Steinbrenner was 80 years old, Dave.
And Jeff, the date set for the first civilian court trial for a Guantanamo detainee, September 27th. Federal judge ruling this morning in New York, the government can proceed with the case against Ahmed Ghalani, charged in the August 1998 bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa. BP has tried a lot of things to contain the gusher in the Gulf, but on day 85, this might have the best chance. A new cap. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's live in New Orleans.
And Dave, the cap is supposed to be able to cut off the well spill entirely, and BP's Kent Wells says they're going to spend up to a couple of days testing it out.
We'll be gathering information and analyzing it. When the data says that we need to open up the well, we'll do that, and when the data says that the well can be shut in, we'll do that.
Between this cap and the relief well due to be operating next month, both BP and the federal government are optimistic that Deepwater Horizon's been plugged, Dave.
Evan, Elena Kagan's road to the Supreme Court is a little longer. Republicans getting an extra week in the process in the Senate Judiciary Committee, but she is still expected to win confirmation and join the court in the fall. A killer has just been killed in Ohio. William Garner given a lethal injection about 20 minutes ago for killing 5 kids in an apartment fire he set in Cincinnati to cover up a burglary. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. Buy 3 with triple points on airfare. Buy 2 with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over 1 million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is all on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
The world is full of perfect pairs, peanut butter and jelly, yin and yang, jeans and a t-shirt, and now home and auto from Farmers Insurance. Buy them together and receive a great discount on both policies. It's as sweet as a chocolate vanilla swirl. Ask a Farmers agent about our perfect pair discounts. 2 of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Get world-class savings and the service to match. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
The search is on in Afghanistan for a rogue Afghan soldier who turned on British troops, firing a rocket-propelled grenade, killing 3, wounding 4, and then fleeing. Afghanistan's president has apologized to NATO and Britain. There's another aid ship headed to Gaza.
The Israeli Defense Force confirms they've made contact with the ship, which is Libyan-sponsored but flying under a Moldavian flag, only 100 miles from the Gaza coast. The IDF has asked for the vessel to identify itself, but the Libyan sponsors say the Israeli military has ordered it to change course. Israel's official inquiry into last month's controversial commando raid on another Turkish-sponsored ship has admitted high-level mistakes. The IDF knows the world is watching how it deals with any possible confrontation with this flotilla. In Jerusalem, Nina Donaghy, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we're seeing gains. The Dow is up 129 points. The death of a baseball icon, Yankee owner George Steinbrenner, overshadows this tonight, the All-Star Game.
Before the stars of the American and National Leagues take the field in Anaheim, Hollywood celebrities, including Julia Roberts and Harrison Ford, will shine the spotlight on the All-Stars Among Us group, honoring extraordinary community service. Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig hoping the publicity
will make a significant impact on all these organizations and their efforts to help other human beings.
Then it'll be Tampa Bay's David Price throwing the first AL pitch, Colorado's Ubaldo Jimenez starting for the NL, which hasn't won the Midsummer Classic since 1996. Critics of Arizona's new immigration law want next year's game moved out of Phoenix or boycotted. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Hall of Fame football legend Lawrence Taylor was in court in New York this morning, pleading not guilty in a sex case. The ex-New York Giant arraigned on charges he met an underage 16-year-old girl, a runaway, at a hotel room and paid to have sex with her. Taylor could get up to 4 years in prison if convicted. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, second segment here. It's Carl on the Bot. It's 8:06 in the morning. It's KCNR 1460. We are streaming on KCNR1460.com. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, July 13th. And it's going to be, I think it's not going to be as hot today, is it, hon? It's going to be about
94 degrees, currently 74 degrees right now. 8:05, in case you're just tuning in. I was going through my emails, seeing, you know, people are sending questions and stuff like right. that. We've got an incredible next hour. I am thrilled to be able to have our guest with us.
You know, we're having a, you know, every time you turn around, the word marijuana appears somewhere. It appears in the paper. It appears on TV. You know, we talk about it. People talk about it in town. Drive down the streets, you see it. You see it. You know, people being arrested for it. You see people not being arrested for it. It's become a topic in California. You know, so you wonder about, okay, now, so what is the impact of marijuana around here, especially in the North State? And then, of course, in November, they're talking about legalizing it in California. Well, we have as our guest here a gentleman, Roger Yeagle, who is a supervisor from Trinity County in Hay Fork, which is kind of like the epicenter of a lot of the marijuana, is in his district. And he's in here today to, let's just talk about what's going on. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
You know, thanks a lot for being here today. I know you've got a busy schedule with everything going on. I appreciate you coming down.
You're very welcome. This issue in Trinity County is one of the main issues that we deal with. And I'm getting calls, probably at least 5 or 6 calls a week. So,
and this is issue. And it's strictly and all has to do with marijuana
yes.
cultivation. Can you tell us what's happened in the last year up in your district?
Well, Trinity County 2 or 3 years ago decided that we would increase the amount over the state level, the amount that could be had in possession, as well as the number of plants. And I vehemently opposed that when the board brought it before county government. But it passed, and then it was rescinded about 2 years later. But in the meantime, there was a big article in High Times magazine, and the title was Holy Trinity. And it was all about how good it was to come to Trinity County and grow marijuana. So we've been faced with what I would say is like the Oklahoma land rush, the green gold rush. Everybody is coming to Trinity County.
And they're coming to grow marijuana.
They're coming to grow marijuana. The grows are getting bigger. Of course, the Attorney General put out some guidelines, but the laws in California around 215 and 420 are so complex and convoluted that it's very difficult for law enforcement to react to this.
Well, we're gonna take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about how we got into this, a little bit about Trinity County itself, but then the impacts it's had on your constituents, and The big thing is the environment, too. We want to talk about that. This is Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
I'm Dr. Nancy Eklund. Recently, I referred Reading Police Officer Will Williams to Dr. Leonard Newman for a LASIK procedure. Will's glowing report is typical.
Well, Dr. Newman was fantastic. His staff was even better. It was fantastic. They were professional. They were courteous. They were on time. It was really amazing to me when I walked out the doors and I could see a street sign. I don't know, I'm guessing 100 yards away, and I could actually read it. I was awestruck. I just wanted to soak in everything. Everything just seemed to have a whole new brilliance for me. I couldn't stop thinking this is the best thing in the world. How come it took me so long to do it?
What's holding you back? Dr. Newman has a proven track record of over 50,000 corrective eye surgeries. To see if LASIK vision correction is right for you or to schedule a LASIK procedure, call Nancy Eklund Eye Care at 223-4300. That's 223-4300.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns.
Each week, we talk with local professionals and explore important mental health issues.
Our upcoming topics include suicide, child development, brain development, and sexuality.
Tune in for emotional health and psychology you can use.
Saturdays at noon on KCNR 1460.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the T&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Start your day with America's Morning News from 3 till 6 a.m. Then an hour of news from the KCNR studios. Then it's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio from 7 till 9. Dennis Miller from 9 to noon. Laura Ingram from noon till 3. Michael Savage 3 to 6 and much, much more. Stay with us and thanks for listening to KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
I'm Dave.
I'm Ernie. Do you have something you want to buy, sell, or trade?
Then you should join us on Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
Call us Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460.
Girl, we couldn't get much higher.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Bad Bob doing his Light My Fire. KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567. It's 8:13 in the morning. Our guest is Roger Yeagle, who is a supervisor up in Trinity County. Which district are you? Do you have
District 3, which is Hay Fork, the north side of Hay Fork, Douglas City, and the small town of Wildwood.
Okay,
beautiful area,
very nice.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Roger. You're not a Johnny Come Lately up there.
My folks moved into Hay Fork in 1947, and a little aside, my dad was born and raised in Reading, and they lived on the block that the Cascade Theater is on.
Wow.
Moved away to Oakland and then came back to Hay Fork in 1947, and he was a pharmacist. He opened the first pharmacy there. So I have been in Hay Fork now off and on for 63 years and been, you know, on school boards, water boards, fire districts, volunteer firemen. So I'm really consider myself part of the community there.
Well, I imagine for that long being there.
Mm-hmm.
The changes you've seen in your community, what would you say the major changes have been? I mean, and when did the major changes start and what are they?
Well, the major change started when, of course, the lumber industry went down because it was a lumber town. We never did really recover in population or with any economic development. So there was a kind of a void there to fill. And when marijuana 215 came on the scene, and it did filter into the community in a very small way. But in the last, I'd say, 4 years, there's been a tremendous increase in the number of people coming from out of state, primarily to grow marijuana. And the plantations now are, I get calls from people who are completely surrounded by 100 plant plus plantations.
Now, when they say surrounded, do they fence off their plantations? What's it look like there?
Well, they're required to fence them off by ordinance, but you know, we have limited resources as far as being able to go onto these properties and do the investigation necessary, because you have to look at every recommendation from a doctor. You have to investigate the number of plants, the amount of marijuana produced. Very difficult to control or contain.
Let's talk about the health aspect of it. You know, you said something that for me, just if I were to have to pick something out that just resonates and rings with me, that I'll take with me today, yet to come, is what we talked about at the break, Roger, and that is that the Forest Service, could you tell the listeners what you talked about with the Forest Service and their cleanup?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Forest Service came in last year and had quite a bit of funding to clean up old marijuana plantations on National Forest land. And they found garbage, pesticide containers. Some of the pesticides, I think, had been banned in the United States. So this is being imported to keep deer and, you know, rodents and insects off the plants. So I've always wondered what people are doing for quality control. This product is out on the market without any quality control that I can see. The Forest Service cleaned up about 40 different sites, 33 miles of black plastic hose, 14 dams on streams, numerous garbage dumps. They're also poaching deer and animals when they're out there. So it's a huge problem. Now, they put a lot of pressure on cleaning up those grows on National Forest, and where do you think they're going?
They're coming down to, they're obviously moving into civilian property.
That's
and
right.
They're buying private property.
Okay, well, this is a perfect segue, if you will, because we got a very, I'll just do the highlights, an email from a listener, and I'll read the first few lines. I've hiked the back hills of Redding for the past 10 years, using the Bureau of Land Management trails to the power line service roads into the foothills above Texas Springs and Brandsetter Lane. During the 10 years, I have shared the trails with dirt bikers, equestrians, other hikers, dogs, families, and wildlife. Recently, came upon a new road that had been created, a camp, and found potted marijuana plants, fertilizer, and obvious growing materials. The land is owned by somebody local, doesn't know what's going on the property. He said his next hike found more destruction of the environment and chains across the access road, posting no trespass on a road that has been public access for over 25 years. This area landowner This landowner has decided to become a pot farmer. And anyway, so it's talking. He's just saying that that this is happening because I'm sure financially and other things, but it still is a taking away the rights of the people who have been able to openly use the roads for years, and that's what's happening with, like you said, that's kind of an isolated incident as far as a landowner mm-hmm. possibly doing that. But what you were saying is it's still polluting. It's very much a pollutant.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things you said, and you know, the Record Searchlight hit it today, and we're going to keep talking about it. We're not, you know, people for medicinal marijuana is one thing. Mm-hmm. We know people that have used it for pain after operations, for sleep problems, and you know, other things they have to do with pain. They'd rather use marijuana than a pharmaceutical. You know, we're not saying anything about that. What we're talking about is one, destroying the environment. Trampling all over people's rights that have a right, you know, just like anybody else. You have the right to smoke medicinal marijuana. They have a right to live in peace and solace. And the other thing is lack of quality control. When you start looking about what's in here, you are absolutely right. You don't know where this came from because there is nobody checking it. I'm not sure, but you know, we'll check with some of the sellers around here. What do you do to check, you know, where your stuff was grown? How much of it was, you know, in a hydroponic? How much of it came out of a place where they just dumped pesticides and other types of fertilizer on it that you will have could have a severe impact? And so we got to take a break, and we're going to come back because we want to talk about in the suburbs. You're having problems in the suburbs up there. This is not just out in the far hinterlands. This is, you know, these are people that are growing and destroying the ambiance of people who have been living here for years. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Keeping your money local is important to the community. We at Shasta.com are committed to this philosophy. One way you can help keep your money local is to switch your internet to Shasta.com.
You're right, Regina. Hi, I'm Andy Main. When you switch your DSL service to Shasta.com, you get a free modem, free virus and spam protection, local tech support, and no hidden fees. We are proud sponsors for local events like Cool April Nights, the Reading Rodeo, and others. The support we give these causes comes from dollars we put back into the community.
Still on dial-up? Now's the time to move to high speed. This is the best deal for DSL around, and we are here to help you get connected. Call today to learn about our installation services. So what are you waiting for?
To sign up, visit us on the web at Shasta.com or call 224-6866 or come by our office on Mistletoe Lane. Take back your internet service and bring it home. And don't forget to shop local. It's good for the community.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hi, it's Dennis Miller. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, it's 8:20.
Okay, we like that.
Yeah, 8:24 in the morning. You know, usually we do, we play it before we come on.
I know, Bob. But we like it. You know what?
The term Bad Bob is starting to take on a new connotation here, Bad
Hey,
Bob.
Hey, it's a little drop kick. We don't mind
there we
that.
Go. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Supervisor Roger Yeagle from up in Trinity County. We're talking marijuana. You know, nobody is slamming people that use it legally and rightfully for medicinal purposes. I mean, when they pass that law, I mean, it's if people need it legally, they need it. If they need it medicinally, okay, fine. Nobody's saying anything about that. What we're talking about is people have taken advantage of this short-sighted law and are running the environment, are running the ambiance of the people that live up there, and are infringing on the rights of others. Plus, it has other impacts. Roger, good morning. Thank you for being on the show.
Well, you know, the environmental impacts are there, and I've invited you to come up, and you're going to be amazed at the amount of clearing. They clear the land up to 3 to 5 acres. That's in some cases.
Do they have permits to do this?
Some do, some don't.
Okay.
So, but, you know, we have had the Water Quality Control Board there, Fish and Game, the Department of Forestry, to look at some of the impacts, and they were pretty amazed at the amount of land clearing, sedimentation that occurs in the drainages. They have to use water, so they're damming streams to water the plantations. Use of pesticides worry me, and there seems to be not enough enforcement officers to deal with it. I mean, it is so prevalent.
What's the sheriff doing about this?
Well, the sheriff, I don't believe that they're doing much because of the fact that they feel stymied by what's happened with the Supreme Court decisions and the challenges. There's a lot of money in marijuana. They can buy the best lawyer to plead their case.
Where's the environmentalists?
I don't know.
Where's the spotted owl guys that stopped the logging industry?
They're certainly not speaking up on this issue.
Well, they're probably growing it, some of them.
No, seriously, when you talk about the environmental impacts and you start talking about pesticides, I start thinking about three-headed, you know, birds that are deformed from ingesting horrible stuff that's been left behind on the forest floor.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big problem. There's no doubt about it. And in my view, it's totally out of control at this time. Not only in Trinity County. I mean, there are other counties that are having problems.
We were talking to some people from Humboldt County, and they are just appalled by what's happened. That they can't rent houses up there because growers have rented all the available houses mm-hmm. to indoor growing. They're staying in their, I think one of them said they were staying in their bathrobes all year and making $150,000, $160,000 tax-free mm-hmm. just from growing.
How horrible to feel like a prisoner, mm-hmm. you know, here in beautiful California, in the beautiful North State in Trinity County, to feel like a prisoner, that you can't even go out and to actually live in fear. That is a horrible feeling. Can we bring in the National Guard? I mean, what can we do?
Well, I think that from a local government view, we have to get to the point where we're zoning it out of residential areas at the very least. Residential and commercial areas should not have huge rows, collectives, cooperatives, moving into somebody. I mean, there's lots of good people in Trinity County, and they move there because it's a beautiful county. Lots of things to do in terms of the outdoors and resources, and their rights are being violated. They've got traffic, they've got dogs, they've got shootings. The clearing, the environmental damage, their water is being affected.
We need Rambo.
Do we have we just got a couple minutes in this segment, Roger. The people in the suburbs, I guess the suburbs in, you know, I hate Fork and Trinity right. County, they're not like your other suburbs. You got a little more land out there. Mm-hmm. I've seen instances where a house was just completely surrounded that was had been out there for years. People lived there for years, and now they're surrounded by plantations.
That's right. Yeah, and we just had one arrest of an individual that had 8,000 square foot of underground grow. So, you know, it's a terrible problem for people living next to this. They have to put up with the traffic, the dogs, the growers are shooting guns.
Are they terrifying people? Are they trying to scare people to keep them away? Or are they just trying to make them move out so they can take their property?
Well, I think they're simply trying to protect the value of that grow. It's worth a lot of money.
Yeah, and that's what it always comes back to is money. It's not especially to help the person who needs medicinal marijuana. It goes right back down to, I want all the money. I want to grow it. Don't bother me here. Let me throw up a whole smoke screen here. Let me get the best lawyers. It's got nothing to do with helping people. It's got to do with making money.
Exactly right. Okay. It's not about medicine.
Okay. Okay, we're going to take a break here for the news a few seconds, but our guest is Roger Yeago. If you got a question for Roger, if you don't think this is a problem, just watch what's going to happen if you legalize marijuana. I think people are situating themselves right now to get ready for this. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. In the Gulf, cautious optimism as BP tests a tighter cap to see if it'll stop the flow.
We'll be gathering information and analyzing it throughout the day.
The cap put in place yesterday, BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells says they expect to know within 48 hours if it'll do the job. The larger-than-life owner of the New York Yankees who rebuilt the team into a sports empire, George Steinbrenner, has died.
We'll be gathering information.
I hate to lose.
George Steinbrenner suffered a massive heart attack.
The boss, as he'd later be known, would add 11 pennants, 7 World Series titles, and a new ballpark to one of the greatest franchises in sports.
Fox Radio's Jeff Manasso. Steinbrenner had just turned 80, prolonging the inevitable.
I will ask that we put the nomination over for 1 week. And I know you.
I will respect your right to do that.
Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans asking for a delay. And Fox News, we report, you decide.
At Sight for Sore Eyes, we pride ourselves in providing you with the very best in eyewear with the competitive pricing of a large nationwide chain and the personal service you expect from a locally owned and operated eye care professional. Take advantage of our free eye exam promotion. Bring in any recent eye exam receipt and we'll subtract the exam fee up to $55 from your purchase of a complete pair of glasses. Plus, you get a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Our same-day service provides you with precision-crafted lenses and the North State's largest selection of stylish designer frames, or choose from our large selection of budget-friendly frames. For fast, professional service and reasonably priced eyewear, visit us on Cypress Avenue in front of West Marine or give us a call at 722-9992. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions and all major credit cards. We now take more vision insurances than ever, and we always do the insurance paperwork for our customers. Sight for Sore Eyes, your eye care boutique. Call 722-9992 for your appointment today.
Continue your lifelong journey of learning through the new Simpson University for Seniors program. This exciting new program is challenging, affordable, and fun. Topics are varied and engaging, taught by top professors and professionals. Come share and grow at Simpson University's main campus in Reading and experience college-level course instruction without homework, tests, or grades. Learn more about Simpson University for Seniors coming this fall. Stop by or call the Reading campus or visit online at simpsonu.edu/seniorschool.
Simpson University. Challenge your mind. Change your world.
MD imaging radiologist, Dr. Patricia Hansen.
When you're dealing with things like cancer and heart disease, things that are life-threatening, trust becomes very important.
With 15 subspecialized radiologists on staff, MD imaging provides a collaborative environment in which your diagnosis can have several radiologists involved. With multiple doctors examining and discussing your images, your diagnosis will have greater certainty. Here's MD Imaging Radiologist Dr. Danford Bickmore.
We're fortunate to have a facility like MD Imaging right here in Reading, so you don't have to go to Sacramento or San Francisco to get that same level of expertise.
When it comes to medical imaging, you have a choice. there is a difference. So choose the only imaging facility in our area fully accredited in all modalities. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Good morning, Reading. 8:34 if you're just tuning in. We're taking your calls 605-4567 and emails, which we're going to get to in a second. Our guest this morning is Roger Yeagle, who is county supervisor up in Hayfork in the Trinity County. We're talking about, I don't even want to call them the pot wars, but, you know, basically that's what's happening when people are in fear of their lives and gunfire. It's like the Wild West, or as you would say, it's kind of like the Oklahoma land run. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, we have an email that came in from a gal that said, the land right behind my house, and my concern is that there's already increased traffic, but there is a growing sense of danger as far as aggression, guns, theft, etc. I won't let my daughter walk through the backyard anymore, nor will I do it alone. Or the back road, excuse me, behind her home. I'm not sure where she's living, but I will say that...
That's in Shasta County, though.
Yeah. It's a growing concern, but...
A growing concern? Okay.
Well, you know, Carl and I, we don't have a problem if truly we know people, or if truly somebody has... a medical problem and they don't want to be strung out on pain meds, and then they can smoke marijuana and that will help relieve their joint pain or their pain, and if they have to grow four or five plants, the legal part, it's about the raping of the land, it's about taking advantage of the system, and as you said before, it's about what's happening with our beautiful North State and how it's feel like the land is being raped.
Yeah, the environmental impacts are there, they're real, and it's a real concern. The main issue I think that people have to understand is this is about rights of people that want to be in Trinity County or Shasta County and enjoy life there. This influx of marijuana growing is just changing things. And not for the better. So, you know, that's where I'm coming from. There's got to be some way that we can control this in a manner that protects those people's rights. I've always said that if you need medicine, get it at the pharmacy. It's going to be quality controlled. The state of New Mexico puts it in state-run farms.
Oh, is that
so
right?
That they can control it.
Perfect.
And
they grow their own.
They do.
And you could have, you could have the prisons grow their own. So now you've got them doing something, teaches them a trade, and then you can put. What's the matter, Bad Bob's over there, crying over there, and then you could just sell it, and we could not sell it, but then use it for the medicinal.
Well, I think I agree with that. Put it in a controlled area where you farm it. And you know what's being used in the pesticides or any kind of whatever enhancer to grow
control
it.
Control the price.
And then sell it in a pharmacy.
Yeah. Well, and maybe the state could make, I think that the state plans on legalization of marijuana being quite a cash cow.
I don't think that's... Yeah, I don't think that'll happen, though.
I don't either.
Because
if they don't legalize it nationwide, California is simply going to be a supplier of underground.
Absolutely.
For the rest of the country. But it just doesn't make much sense the way the state is approaching this whole issue.
And we want to talk about that in just a minute. But you told a story about how you have a medical doctor, drive up to Hayfork, parks his car, puts the 215 sign on top of the car, and then what happens?
Well, he sets up an office there in what's called Frontier Village, and people come down with their medical records and get a not a prescription, but a recommendation to grow and use marijuana. But it's been rumored, and I cannot prove it, but I've heard it from several people, that that recommendation could then be sold to a cooperative, which is absolutely 180 degrees from what should be happening. The person that has the need for the marijuana should be paying the cooperative to do it, right?
I think so.
That's
the idea.
Seems backward.
And they sell these for several thousand dollars too.
Rumored, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That I can see that happening. Again, we go back to people that the lack of our legislators, with the law of unintended consequences. You do something that is positive in a sense of helping people without looking at all the ramifications, where now you've got thousands of acres being used to grow marijuana. And for anything from a teenage girl needing help with her braces because her braces are painful, so she gets a recommendation for marijuana. Okay. It can be almost anything. Now, there are some doctors that, the total line that believe in medicinal marijuana and will not just give it out. And that's fine. There's others that I believe that see this as a way of making money, and this is in their own consciousness. They come in, they charge $150 to $200 a recommendation or more. They're making thousands of dollars a day. And what's happening is that we're reaping the whirlwind on this one, because now people are buying up land, not from our area, not even from the state, so they can build marijuana plantations. And the people that live in that area, I saw when they did an article on Channel 7, and this woman looked like she was in terror. You're hearing gunshots all around her while they're filming.
Absolutely. And I live in the middle of Hay Fork. I woke up early a couple of nights ago and heard gunfire to the north of Hay Fork. I've never heard that before. I mean, this is right in the middle of the residential area. And 3 in the morning. We've had dog attacks. I've had several complaints from people who have had close calls with dogs. And it's the way that they protect those plants. We had a situation where the sheriff got reports of a teenager that was thrown to the ground, and there were 6 shots fired into the ground next to him, and he was warned never to come on the property again. I mean, that would
seem like it would be enough for the sheriff to go into that place. Yeah. Did he go in?
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, we got to take a break here. I don't know.
I don't know. You know what? Whose guns are bigger?
I don't know. It seems to be a lot of the answers when you talk to our elected representatives also.
Mm-hmm.
So what's being done about this? Well, I'm not sure. This is a local problem. Oh, no, it's not a local problem, sis. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Write to us at linda@kcnr1460.com.
If you're hankering for some scrumptious barbecue like pulled pork, tri-tip, or southern-style slow-cooked ribs, then you need to get on over to Brick Smokehouse Barbecue and Grill on Placer Street. Not sure your taste buds are craving smokehouse barbecue? Then Brick's also has burgers, hot dogs, fries, wraps, salads, and much more. Call in, take out, or dine at Brick Smokehouse Barbecue and Grill, located downtown Reading at 1718 Placer, across from Holly's Bail Bond, or call 245-9158.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. The number again is 244-7873.
Hey, Rach, have you seen my motorcycle? It's not in the garage.
You know the guy who saw the ad for my old truck on the Trading Post?
Well, what's that got to do with my motorcycle?
He saw it next to my truck and he wanted a package deal.
And?
I got full asking price for mine, and you didn't do so well.
Well, you better get back on the Trading Post and get me another bike.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Free classifieds, fine jobs, local real estate info and sports, and so much more.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Hi, this is Carl Hawkins with the Local Builder Showroom and Around the House Radio. Are you getting ready to do a home project, maybe a remodel, new construction, or maybe you just need some maintenance done? Come visit us at the Local Builder Showroom on the corner of Airport and Dersh Road with Lassen Landscape Materials and Solid Rock Construction. At the Local Builder Showroom, we have over 40 different contractors on display. That's right, we have the whole facade of a house built inside of our showroom where you can actually see these contractors work anytime you would like. We're open from 9 to 4, Tuesdays through Saturday, every week, and we even make special appointments for those of you who cannot meet us during our normal business hours. Just give us a call at 365-9852. That's the Local Builder Showroom, 365-9852, located on the corner of Airport and Dersh Road with Lassen Landscape Materials and Solid Rock Constructions. And by the way, the Around the House magazine is going all digital this summer. So if you'd like to get our digital publication, please send us an email to tlbmagazine@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to us each week on KCNR 1460, where the advice is always free.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:46 in the morning. Phone line 0605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley is the owner and operator out there. You know, he puts a dish satellite into your house. He free HD for life. He's been servicing our local community since 1985. Doug's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. He takes care of veterans out there, and he does great work. People that use B&T Satellite have been very pleased by his prices, his professionalism, and the service he gives. That's Doug Tooley, 244-1988, off Airport Road, just down from the Burrito Bandito. And speaking of banditos, we got a problem up north, up west to Trinity County, and the supervisor, Roger Yeagle, is
and
here to talk to us.
Bleeding down into, believe me, it's bleeding down, according to our emails, right here in Reading.
Yeah, and that's going to get worse. Now, Roger, you're being, I mean, it sounds like, you know, you don't have the assets to fight this. You don't even need to go in and to inspect it. The sheriff's being overrun. What do you need?
Well, I think that the state of California has to come up with some legislation that's going to clarify this 215 law. They were supposed to do that under 420. What they did was hand it down to local jurisdictions. Now we have 58 counties, and I don't know how many cities and other local jurisdictions trying to figure out what to do about marijuana. And you mentioned elected officials and maybe their role. I've been with the sheriff and the undersheriff. I've taken rides with the undersheriff and showed him plantations. And everything I am very adamant about telling the sheriff what my constituents are telling me and the CAO and the rest of county government. I think that law enforcement is trying their best, except that the law is very, very ambiguous and complex and convoluted, probably by design in California.
Probably.
So it's, you know, you talked about it moving into Shasta County. I think you can just be assured that it's coming to a neighborhood near you.
Oh, I'm positive. In fact, I'm positive it's probably here in a lot of neighborhoods. Roger, you're the assembly, mm-hmm. assembly representative. Who's that?
Wes Chesborough. He was at a board meeting a few months ago, and we did discuss this situation with Mr. Chesborough, and I believe that he feels that there is a problem, but there was no particular solution that he could give the board at the state level.
It's too bad he doesn't live in Hayfork.
Well,
maybe he'd have a better idea.
Yeah, I think I'll invite him up as well.
There you go.
That sounds great. Let's go to the phones.
Sky,
you're on line one. Welcome to KCNR.
Good morning.
You want to turn your radio down in the background, please, because we hear the echo. Thanks. Okay.
My question is, where's the feds? This is a big problem, not only in Trinity, Humboldt, Mendocino, and last time I checked, it's illegal. And if this is out of line, I can't imagine somebody's dropping the ball federally to go after this mess. And federal law, from my experience being law enforcement, supersedes state law.
Well, you know, I think you're right. It trumps state law, and the fact is it is still a prohibited substance in the country. However, Holder, your attorney general, has said that they're not going to touch anything that has to do with state laws when it concerns medical marijuana. And I think that right there opened the floodgates, because if it seems like since he said that, we've had nothing but probably a 1,000-fold increase in growing, and, of course, with cooperatives jumping up everywhere. So I would put this right back to the doorstep of the Obama administration, the problems we're having out here.
Roger, you weigh in on that.
Well,
Thank you, Sky.
I think Carl's right on. There was an executive order or something that came out of the administration that said that they would not deal with states that have medical marijuana laws. So the feds, you know, they'll deal with it on national forest land, but anything on private is kind of left up to the state and local authorities to handle.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break, and we'll come back for our last segment. We want to talk about, we want to finish up, you know, some things concerning the amount of growing. And the fact is, again, how it's impacting on just the citizens of Trinity County.
We're taking your call, 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n+2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
I'm here with Donna Salato, who has had a transformation in her life in working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Donna, tell us what your experience has been.
It's been fabulous. I've been working out with a friend, Lori, so we're doing the buddy system. And we started with the Take Shape for Life program and did that for 3 months with a personal trainer and dieting. And then we couldn't let go of the personal trainer, so we stuck with Zach. And he's just been amazing. It's been fun, a lot of work, dedication, but they make it fun and it's different.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since about the second week of January.
Have your friends noticed?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you changed dress sizes?
Oh, several.
That's fantastic, Donna. For your transformation, go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Bob, never play that again. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Aspen Avenue. DC Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter, the Man in Black. Give great haircuts, great prices. It's man's last stronghold. And I guarantee you, I promise you, you can put this in the bank. They don't sell marijuana at that barbershop. I can promise you that. Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Roger Yeagle, and from Trinity County. And we thank, first of all, thank
supervisor
you.
Supervisor.
What did I say?
You said guest of Trinity, yeah, supervisor.
Right. Supervisor Trinity County. Thank you so much for coming here, Roger. I mean, I don't think people realize is that, oh, it's just, you know, it's just medicinal marijuana. And it is, but we've got 30 places, 30 or 40 places around here, you know, that sell this medicinal marijuana right here in town, right here in River City. And I don't think people realize where they're getting it from and the impact it has, and the fact is this can be dangerous. But what's the big thing you want for people to remember here in their last few
Well,
months?
I just think in the past few years we've had so many people move into residential areas, some rural, some not, and I think the people in Trinity County, the good people of Trinity County, are their rights are being violated. They're surrounded by grows, indoor grows, outdoor grows, and all associated with it. And that is, you know, the problems with dogs, and it's just, to me, not fair for us not to listen to their concerns as well. They have rights as citizens of Trinity County. And these grows that are moving in there are not, we're not zoning, we're not looking at the impacts. It's just, you know, a free-for-all.
Yeah, no permits.
Right. And we can help by doing some of the enforcement on county codes, and we're building that up. We're trying to do that. But the root cause and the culture that's moving into Trinity County is because of the profit and the marijuana growing. And the impacts, environmental, social impacts of that. And people have to recognize that if it's not near you now, if this continues, it will be in a neighborhood near you.
Overwhelmed by the because you don't have the people and the assets to do it. The state's not doing anything. You would think that since my rights are being trampled on, you know, as a homeowner there, I've been there for 15 years, that the government would get into it as in some kind of civil rights, you know, junket. Or on my civil rights are being trampled by these people that are growing marijuana, clear-cutting the ground, throwing pesticides on it. And then if I was a user of medicinal marijuana, I think I'd really want to know how this stuff was, where it came from. What, you know, who put what's pesticides on it? You're finding things from other countries here. Obviously, you know, it's illegal in the United States, so they just bring it up from Mexico. I mean, that's, you know, that's where they get it from. They're spraying everything. They're, you know, it's going into our water system. And this is what I don't understand is why, you know, that people aren't checking this. This ought to cause up here. We have so many environmentalists. We have so many people that love it up here. Why this isn't being fought on that level? That you're destroying our environment, and you're harming our environment, and you're harming our children. I don't understand why they don't do that. So, Roger, thank you so much.
Thank you. Welcome.
And we'll set up a trip up there.
I want to be sure that you do that, because in this you have to see it to believe it.
Well,
the activity that's
well, we'll take some photos and we'll come back with a report on that, and we'll set this up right after the show so we can have this in the next week or so. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Our guest tomorrow is going to be Mary Stiegel, city council member, who is says that she's hanging up her guns at the end of this term, and she's not going to run in November. And then on Thursday, our guest will be Chief Peter Hansen, and we want to have this ties in, is that we're going to be talking gangs, Reading Police Department. You know, are we looking at people positioning themselves because of the possibility of marijuana being legalized in the state? You know, how, are the gangs getting ready to say, hey, we want this area? You know, there's a lucrative area up here. I know this is, there's a lot of questions we need to talk to and talk to the chief about. You know, did these the gangs just pop up overnight, or they've just been growing steadily over the last 2 or 3 years? So,
and is there a connection with the growing of the marijuana up in Trinity and now bleeding down into, you know, the Reading area and down the valley?
That's right. This is Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Thank you so much for joining us today. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, and Lisa Brady. Cautious optimism in the Gulf, where tests are underway on a new cap that could stop the oil. Fox News Radio's Eben Brown, live in New Orleans.
Lisa, the new cap installed yesterday on the blown-out well at Deepwater Horizon could be the answer if it could stop the flow of oil. National Incident Commander Thad Allen says right now they're closing off the cap's choke valves.
At that point, there'll be no hydrocarbons exiting from the capping stack. And we'll go into a period where we're going to start taking pressure readings.
And they'll start testing the cap for as long as 48 hours to see if it's holding, Lisa.
Thanks, Eben. A missing scientist from Iran turns up in Washington at the Pakistani embassy.
Mr. Amiri has been in the United States of his own free will. And he is free to go.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just moments ago, Tehran has claimed Shahram Amiri, a nuclear scientist, was abducted by the U.S. He was a towering presence in baseball.